Hello and welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com. I'm Brian Sexton. You know Jeff Lagerman. And you know, Mike Mularkey had a theme all week long, and that was, is just because they got beat 27-7 and were 0-9 on third down and had a franchise low 117 yards in Jacksonville in week two, doesn't mean that's the outcome of this ball game.
Well, no, but I mean, this is going to be a tough matchup. I mean, this is the elite team of the AFC, and I know what Mike is trying to do. He's trying to focus his team. He's talking about a seven-game season, and he's trying to find something that his players can sink their teeth into and really can motivate them. And, you try a lot of different things, you know, when you're 1-8. Right now, this football team needs a win in a bad way, and this is going to be a tough place to get it.
What is this guy's mentality as they come off the plane and get ready for a game tomorrow against the best team in the AFC, one of the best teams in recent memory in the NFL?
Well, the one good thing is that, you know, teams has historically, when they've gotten to this point in the season, a team that's as good as the Houston Texans and a team that's not as good with the Jaguars, the teams that haven't been very good have actually fared fairly well. So, I mean, that's good. And the other thing is this team has some confidence because they know that they've played well on the road. And so if you're trying to get a win when you're 1-8, and doing it on the road would be your expectation because they have played well on the road.
Jaguars have gone to the no huddle, not necessarily a hurry up in recent weeks. But one thing that you would think they would like to get going again is the running game. Rashad Jennings has not been that good the last couple of weeks. Can they get it going against this Texans team without Brian Cushing? And who should carry the ball if they try?
Well, it's not going to be easy. They've got J.J. Watt playing at a super high level, and everybody knows about him. Their nose tackle has been banged up a little bit, but I think his backup that's been playing in his place is probably playing at a better level than he was. You know, the linebacking position is a little banged up. Now, it's not going to be easy to do anything against the Houston Texans. You know, the one thing, though, you don't care how you do it, you've got to start scoring some points. And if you score some points, you've got a chance.
And if you're going to do that, you need to get Justin Blackmon involved, don't you? He's coming back towards his home territory here in the Southwest, played some big games in the state of Texas. I don't know. Whatever could get him going, that would seem to be, you know, helpful.
We're trying to grab anything, aren't we?
I am, at least, yes.
I mean, right now this team needs something that it can kind of hang its hat on. Hopefully Justin Blackmon has a good day. You know, but Ryan, I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, rookie receivers have historically struggled. I really thought that he was going to be one of those guys to break that mold. We haven't seen that yet. Against the Houston Texans team that may have one of the best corner tandems in the National Football League, with probably the best defensive lineman in the league, with one of the most accomplished safeties in the league in Daniel Manning, it is not going to be easy.
All right, let me flip it on you. Tyson Alualu played his best game of the season last week against the Indianapolis Colts. Did you see something in your tape study that would lead you to believe that he is going to be able to keep playing or even improve from where we've seen this year?
Well, I think he's playing better, and I think it kind of happened from the bye week on. It wasn't just last week. I think he's been playing better. You know, he still is not what I think a lot of people, me and you included, expected him to be yet. I mean, the knee injury that he's had bothered him for a number of years, and then he had the offseason surgery, is a significant injury. As he even mentioned, it was a microfracture procedure. And me and Clyde Simmons both had microfractures back in 1996, and we came back. But, I mean, it's never the same. Hopefully he can get better with it because it does get better over time. But they need Tyson to play at a better level. They need Terrence Knighton to play at a better level, especially in this game. Aaron Foster is really the bread and butter of that Houston offense. It's a play-action offense, and they run the ball. And Gary Kubiak has been more patient with the running game this year because he's got a stud defense. And I get it, and I give him credit, you know, because there's a lot of offensive coaches in the National Football League that still, they want to throw the ball, they want to do it their way, they don't care what's on the other side of the ball. And Gary Kubiak has adjusted. Give him credit. He's being patient with the running game with that defense being so good.
All right, big game tomorrow. Jaguars would like to start a seven-game streak. It'll be a tough one. Thanks for joining us on the road with the Jaguars.